Good morning. Today is Thursday, October 20th, the 11th of Cheshvan, and we are beginning the 11th parak of Mesilas Yesharim, Bifrate Midas HaNekiyos. He is going to explain the details of the Midas HaNekiyos of spiritual cleanliness. Prate Midas HaNekiyos Rabim Hei Ma'od. He says there are many, many details. Trade of Nekiyos, Vihinam, Kechol HaPratim Shebechol HaShasa Mitzvot Saaseh. Because really, they're as numerous as all the details of the 365 prohibitions. Lavim ki amnam inyan hamida kfar biarti shehu lihiyos naki mikol anfei haaveros. The essence of nikios is to become cleansed and completely pure from all branches of any avera. So basically, it's about thinking about each avera and going into each avera and purging that avera from our psyche. Ulam afa pisha b'chol ha'averus mishtadal hayetzahara lachtias ha'adam. He says, and despite the fact that the yetzahara tries to entice people to sin in any sin, he doesn't differentiate. Kfar yesh me'em sha'teva mecham dan yoser. He says, human nature, is there certain sins that a person is naturally drawn towards? Ubahen mar'elo yoser ha'terim. When it comes to those, a person finds more justifications and rationalizations. And if you remember last parak, he said the main difference between Nikios and Zihiros is that Zihiros is about fighting the obvious battles. There's some things that it's easy to identify this is wrong, and Zihiros means if we think about it, if we watch ourselves, we'll stay away from it. Nikios is one step beyond that, that a person is so much in line and in sync with the spirit of the law, with the vision of the Torah, that he identifies even things that are gray areas that a person would naturally justify and say it's not so bad or it's even good and stay away from that as well. And therefore, when it comes to the chataim that a person is naturally drawn towards, it's even more important to identify what's included because that's where you have to worry that you're going to subconsciously justify. Because if you know that human nature is to want to do that, then you will be on the lookout. V'chein amr zichronim levracha, and he says, Chazal tell us, gazel va'arayos, nav shel adam, mecham dasan misavin lahen. When it comes to stealing and arayos, nav shel adam, mecham dasan misavin lahen. Just naturally, human nature is to crave them and to want to do them. V'ina anachnu ro'im. And he says, based on Chazal, which he quoted in the last parak, that Rubam Begezel, Mambarayas Kulam Ba'avaklash Begezel, talking about stealing. And he says, when it comes to stealing, most people are not outright Ganavim. Sheyishlechu Yad Mash B'mamon Chavrehem. Actually, take somebody's money out in their own. Lakachas V'lasum B'chlehem. Afa Pen, Rubam Tomim Tam Gine. He says, but Geneva is not just about stealing somebody's wallet. He says, it's called Tam Geneva. B'masam u'matanam b'mashi yaru heter la'atzman li'istakar ish b'efsedo shel chavero v'yomer la'arveach shani. He says, how many times do people profit at the expense of somebody else? Somebody else loses and you're gaining and you tell yourself, la'arveach shani, it's just business. Business is business. Business is different. Lavim harbe nemru b'gazal. He says, that's why Hashem told us the lo saaseh of stealing so many times in so many different ways. Lo saashok, lo sigzo, lo signovu, lo sechachash, lo sechakur ish ba'mizo, lo sonu ish esachiv, lo sazig vul reyacha. Why do you need 7 different lavim? These are all encompassing all the different aspects of gazal. This is the way the Torah is telling us that there are many different permutations of gezel. It's all based on the spirit of having something that belongs to somebody else or that you don't deserve. Anything that leads to or causes to you having something that shouldn't be in your possession, that should be in somebody else's possession, that is all part of gezel. Yes, Eish Yisrael lo time shelo yered leumnos chavero, varhaya Rabbi Yehuda ose lechenveni, shelo yichale klayos vagodol litinokos largin lan shevo atzlo. Yehuda took this a step further and said it's not appropriate for a business person to give out candy to children, to get the children to bug their mothers to come to their stores. Lo hitira chacham lebnei shegam priya chalasos ken. Chachamim thought, taking it too far, was each shopkeeper has the ability to give out pops to the kids. But otherwise, it's not right. It should be judged based on their product. Chazal said, if you're working for somebody, I'm going to pater you from certain brachos. Because when you're working for somebody, you have no right to use that time for yourself. It belongs to someone else. And again, gezel means, at root of gezel is something that doesn't belong to you. Having anything that doesn't belong to you. Time, money, property, that is all part of gezel. We'll pick this up tomorrow. Have a good day.